All right, so we've made our way through the top five. We know those five top guys are gone. Now we kind of get to the rest of the bunch, where the majority of us fantasy players kind of target our quarterbacks anywhere from rounds 4 through 8. We don't want to get too deep in the draft. We don't want to get sucked up early. We want to be able to take our runners early, depending, again, on how our point system breaks out. So let's take a look at, based on current average draft position, these are drafts that happened yesterday and today from a mock perspective. They spin this and they get all the data and they work things out. After the first two rounds, we don't see another quarterback on average being taken now until the fourth round. And that's where there's a little bit of a discrepancy in where players are being drafted and where we've got our rankings here. Michael Vick is a fourth round ADP. He's currently being taken 38th overall, that being in the fourth round. Then you get to Tony Romo being selected in the fifth round, Peyton Manning and Philip Rivers and Eli Manning all in the sixth round as the drafts continue. And then Matt Ryan, Robert Griffin III, and Jay Cutler in round 8. There's good fantasy value there. Now, there's some names that you don't hear that you're thinking, what about this guy? Well, maybe this guy's a little bit of a sleeper. You know, the reality is, if you look at a guy like Jay Cutler, and I'm big on Jay Cutler this year, I think the addition of Brandon Marshall is going to be a little bump in the step. It's like peaches and herb. They're reunited and they feel so good in Chicago. So as long as Brandon Marshall keeps his head on straight, Jay Cutler's going to have a monster year with him in addition to the other weapons that he has there. But you look at those guys in the middle there, and again, now we're looking at you're looking at 10 guys being selected in that middle tier, and that's kind of where you want to be, because you want to get your stud running backs or a stud receiver on the top. Then you come back with an Eli Manning, or are we rolling the dice on Peyton Manning? Can he stay healthy? Can he stay upright and play the entire season? Will Philip Rivers bounce back? I mean, Philip Rivers and Mike Vick are two guys that last year had down seasons from a fantasy perspective. They've got a lot to prove, and so can they bounce back a little bit? And then you get down to, say, like a Robert Griffin III. You're going to roll the dice on a rookie. We've talked all preseason about how I feel about rookies, that, you know, there's a time and a place, but I don't necessarily know if I want to hitch my wagon to a rookie. Worked out well last year with Cam Newton, no question, but there are other guys. There for every Cam Newton, there are five guys that it doesn't work out from a rookie perspective. So, you know, so we get through those names, and now you're saying, well, where's Matt Schaub? Or where's Andy Dalton? Or where's Joe Flacco? Well, all of those are down a little bit further on the current ADP as it plays itself out. We'll get to those in our next segment right here on FantasyVictory.com.